Blog Talk Radio.
And praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Deans with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries, along with the Life Support Outreach Church and our Prayer Room Ministries. And we're so delighted today to be back on our radio broadcast for our Sunday afternoon worship hour. I first of all give God reverence, who is my life, and to Apostle Deans in his absence, and to all of you, my brothers and sisters in Christ. I just thank and praise God for an opportunity to be back on our radio broadcast. I give him praise and glory on today. We're going to get ready for our doxology now. Amen. Praise the Lord. We're going to get ready for our devotion on today. We're going to have a scripture, a song, and a prayer on this afternoon. Our scripture reading will be coming from Psalms 41. Blessed is he that can endure. The Lord will deliver him in time of trouble. The Lord will preserve him and keep him alive, and he shall be blessed upon the earth. And thou wilt not deliver him unto the will of his enemy. The Lord will strengthen him upon the bed of languishing. Thou wilt make all his bed in his sickness. I said, Lord, be merciful unto me. Heal my soul, for I have sinned against thee. My enemy speaks evil of me. When shall he die and his name perish? And if he cometh to see me, he speaketh vanity. His heart gathered iniquity to itself. When he groweth abroad, he telleth it. All that hate me whisper together against me. Against me do they devise my hurt. An evil disease, say they, cleave fast unto me. And now that he lies, he shall rise up no more. Yea, my own familiar friends, in whom I trust, which did eat my bread, have lifted up his heel against me. But thou, O Lord, be merciful unto me and raise me up, that I may requite them. By this I know that thou favorest me, because my enemies do not triumph over me. And as for me, thou upholdest me in my me before thy face forever. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for everlasting to everlasting. Amen. I have just read you from Psalms 41 in its entirety. May God richly add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, but most of all, the doers of his most holy word. We're going to have a song right now.
Need to send money internationally? Download the Western Union app, available
Father, we come humbly before your throne of grace, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Father, that we've committed against you. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we come this afternoon, God, just confessing and repenting and asking for forgiveness and cleansing through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ on today. Father, I just come right now, God, in the name of Jesus, asking you to bind up the strong man today, God. Bind the strong man from our lives on today, God. Bind up the strong man right now from this radio broadcast. Father, I ask you to bind up every demon that's on assignment. Father, I ask you right now to bind them up. Whatever demon's on assignment, your assignment is canceled now. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I come right now, God, in the name of Jesus, asking you to look down and have mercy today. Lord, we need you today, God, and we can't make it without you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I'm asking you right now, in the name of Jesus, to teach me how to pray and what to pray for, God. You know we need you, Father. We can't make it without you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, I'm calling on you today, God, to bless this worship service on today, Lord. I'm asking you right now, in the name of Jesus, to look down on every one of us on today, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Bless this worship service, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. I'm asking you today, God, to let the speaker decrease, that the Holy Ghost may increase, and let him minister to us on today, in the name of Jesus. We don't know nothing, Lord, of ourselves, God, but we need you today, Lord. Oh, yeah, we need you today, Lord, and we can't make it without you, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, bless everyone under the sound of my voice. Bless right now, God. Bless the babies on today. Bless men and women, boys and girls, all over the earth today, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, bless the speaker on today, God. Bless him today, Lord. You know what he needs. You know what he needs, Lord. You know how to use him, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I thank you right now, God. I thank you, Lord. I thank you for this worship service. I thank you right now, God. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we are careful, Lord Jesus, to give you all the praise today, God. Give you all the glory today. And we ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Hallelujah. Amen and amen and praise the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, you're worthy. Hallelujah. To be praised on today. You're worthy. And you're worthy, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we just give our praise and glory to the Lord on today. This is our testimony part of the service, and we give God praise on today, and we give him glory on today. I just thank God for waking me up this morning. I thank him for starting me on my way today. I give God praise on today. I give him praise for strengthening me to be on this radio broadcast. In the name of Jesus, I just thank God for my life on today. I didn't have to be here, but God, he made our death behave. And I thank God, I could have been dead, sleeping in my grave, but God made our death behave. And I thank God on today for sparing my life. Could have been dead in the operating room. I tell you today, I thank God on today. In the name of Jesus, I know it ain't all about no defibrillator. God is my defibrillator. And I thank God on today that he's keeping me. I live and move and have my being in the Lord. And I give him all praise. I give him all glory. And I give him praise. I give him honor. In the name of Jesus, God is a good God. And I'm standing here. I'm sitting here a walking miracle. I'm sitting here today. I didn't have to be here. But God spared my life. And I thank him today. Yes. One more day that I've never seen before. And I give God all the praise. I don't take none of the praise. I don't take none of the credit. I don't give none of it to the doctors. I don't give none of it to the hospitals. I give it all to God on today. Because his mercy that he gave me new every day endures forever. And I thank God on today. I thank him today. Y'all just don't know what I've been through. You just don't know how God blessed me, how God kept me, how he's still keeping me, covering me in the blood of Jesus. You just don't know all what I've been through. But I'm telling you, I don't look like what I've been through. I don't feel like what I've been through. I feel like Jesus is on me, covering me. I feel like he's protecting me. I give God praise for that. I give him praise for waking me up. Literally waking me up, starting me on my way, clothed in my right mind, with all the activities of my limbs. I thank God on today. I thank him. He's just so precious to me. I thank the Lord on today. So this is our testimony part of the service. If you have a testimony, this is your finest hour right now. If you have a testimony on today. Well, I just thank and praise God on today. Y'all know God been so good to me. God been too good to me. He's just been so good to me. And I just thank him on today. I don't deserve it, but I just thank God on today for all of his goodness. I thank him today for the great things that he's done for me. I just thank God on today. Amen. So, if nobody have a testimony today, we're going to get ready to.
I want to get a testimony, Mom.
Amen. Amen.
I just want to give honor and thanks to God for allowing me to see a brand new day this morning, this afternoon. I know I look back on my life and, you know, I go back and I look on the year of 2000 when I fell 30 feet.
And, amen.
I was running from God for a long time. And it's amazing how, you know, we got to go through a traumatic moment for God to get your attention and bring you to a still place where you can hear him and talk to him and, you know, and become, you know, what you're supposed to be in Christ, you know what I'm saying? So it's
amen.
Just like, you know, I'm glad it happened. I thank God that he didn't take my life. The day that I failed, two other people failed just as far as I did, but only they failed on grass, and they both lost their life. I failed on concrete and carpet. And, you know, I came out with a few broken bones and they was telling me that, you know, I was going to be paralyzed and all of this and all of that. But, you know, that ain't what God told me. He told me, like, in 3 days, I'll be up and walking. And I told that to the nurses and them, and they was like, they didn't believe it. And I could have left out the hospital in 3 days. But I was up and walking in 3 days, and I didn't get fitted for my back brace. That's the only reason why I didn't walk out the hospital on that third day. But on that fourth day, I was being released out the hospital. But, you know, I just reflect back on that moment where, you know, it's just everything could have been taken away, you know, and I just praise God and thank him for protecting me let me enjoy my family and my grandkids. And I can't, you know, if I had a million times, it wouldn't be enough to, you know, praise him and give him thanks and honor and glory for what he has done in my life. And, you know, he set this beautiful woman next to me, you know, a wife of 36 years. And she's just so beautiful to me, you know, and she's been, you know, that rock in my life, you know. She's been that prayer warrior in my life. You know what I'm saying? She's been covering us, covering the family. And I just thank God for where he has set her and put her at. And, you know, it's just, you know, I can just go on and on about the goodness of what God has done to me. You know, and so many times I've sat silent on, you know, not giving a testimony, but I can't sit quiet on God because he has done so much in my life.
Yeah.
And, you know, so, you know, no, I will not be silent. You know, I got to give out a testimony and, you know, let God, let people know how good God is. And, you know, believe in, you know, and listen to that silent voice, that first voice that you hear. Most of the time, it'd be the Holy Spirit talking to you.
That's
you know,
right.
It'd be God telling you, you know, not to do this, not to do that. And we listen to that second voice, which that second voice be the one that get us in trouble. But, you know,
that's
just,
right.
You know, sit still, get in a quiet place, listen to what God has to tell you. And I'm telling you, you can't go wrong in trusting and believing
that's
God
right.
and putting God first in everything that you do. I just wanted to get that testimony out and just praise God and thank you for the opportunity of this testimony. And one other thing before I leave, I just want to thank God for allowing my son to be able to do what he's about to do in a few minutes. So, you know, he's my only son, you know, just like, you know, God only had one only son. And I love him and cherish him to death. And I just see nothing but blessings and good things coming after this. So, I'm going to keep lifting him up before God and hoping and praying that, you know, his footsteps are guarded and he follow, you know, the way that God has him to go, you know what I'm saying? So he
well,
got to take
go
him
ahead
on his own. Let him tell him that testimony. But thank God for today and you allowing us to do this, Mama. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Amen. God bless. Amen. Any more testimonies? Amen. Well, we're going to have more time. Okay.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
First and foremost, I have a testimony, and plus, I want to give God all the praise and the honor on today and right now in the hour as we speak. This has truly been a blessing to be able to speak on today and to be able to wake up and see another day and going about our day on today. You know, sometimes I sit back and like Minister Sadler said that you sit back and be quiet. Right now, if you got a testimony, you know, it's best to get it out because God will hear every and anything you want to speak about and say, and you just ask him to steer you in the right direction and picking the words to say. I've been dormant a little bit when it comes to that, like, because it's something that I'm not used to doing. You know, it's not something that I'm used to doing, like speaking and praying out loud and, you know, just sharing. But the more and more I do it and the more and more I come out up out of that comfort zone, it's just nothing but the will of God, actually, honestly.
Yes.
It's truly been a blessing. And
yes.
I've been home now, 2 years now, and it's been a blessing. It's been, man, I'm excited on what's to come. You know, I got a beautiful wife, my children, my newborn, nice, just. Even though we're still working on things with my family, but in due time, with prayer and faith, you know, they'll come around. But each and every day, my wife stay on me about, you know, just pray, still pray for them, still pray for them. Don't give up. Still pray for them.
Amen.
She constantly beat that on me. And,
amen.
You know, without her, I'd be lost, really, actually. you know, and then, you know, given all that she's been through, she has been one, she's been one rock to me. She's my rock. You know,
amen.
Everyone, my whole family,
amen.
Not immediate family, but her side, my family, which is my family, they just embraced me with open arms, and I'm real blessed to have that because I didn't have that. I never had that in my life, never, period. Because, you know, in some areas I was in dark places and stuff like that, things of that sort. But in due time, I'll talk more about that. But I just right now, I just want to give God all the praises and all the honor, and I love him for how he shifted
Amen.
My life.
Yeah.
How he made me a better man, a better husband, the opportunity to be a father.
Amen.
It's just a blessing.
Amen.
It's
yes.
a blessing.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for that blessed testimony. And I give God praise for you and for all that you do. And I thank God for the family. Most of all, we're going to have our last song, and then I'm going to ask Prophet Sadler, the senior, to introduce his son after this song, and then he could come.
Lord Father,
I thank you for this opportunity. I come to you as humble as I know how. Ask you for repentance, forgiveness for my sins. Ask you to use my mouth, my eyes, my hands, my feet as instruments of your work, Lord Father.
Yes.
Ask you to bless everybody under the sound of my voice.
Yes.
And ask you to bless those that don't hear my voice, Lord Father.
Yes.
I ask you to cover me right now as my journey along this life.
Yes.
And the right path of righteousness, Lord Father. In your delicate son,
yes,
Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Scripture will be coming from Proverbs 3:5. And it reads, "Trust and rely confidently on the Lord with all your heart, and do not rely on your own insight or understanding."
Amen.
Let's look at some of the terminologies used in Proverbs 3:5. The word trust here implies confidence or security. It is a concept that is absolutely with firmness or something that is solid or secure. So meaning like,
yeah,
trust, you know, you put all your faith in. That's what our religion is about, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's what life is about. You know, if you don't have faith in something, how would it work? You know, how would the angels be able to, you know, move on, you know, what's going on in a situation? They can't move without you having faith and trust in the Father who's going to make it work, you know.
Amen.
Simply starting with, we can put our confidence, our security in the Lord because we know that he can be trusted, you know.
That's right.
So meaning like, you know, that's why we believe in, you know, the Father, you know, that's why we pray in, because we know it's going to work.
Man.
This is exactly why, you know, Hebrews 11:1 says that trust, our faith in God has substance, meaning like, you know, it come with benefits and, you know, with perks and different personal lives, and, you know, you can make it through a lot of stuff like I simply be at work and it be small problems that, you know, I have to go through every day at work. And so I simply say, like, Lord, I trust you. Lord, I trust you. And it get me through a lot of stuff, majority of my days. You know, I pray every day and I trust God that he going to make my day better or even worse, so I can make it out of the day and, you know, see another day and
mm-hmm.
everything be good.
That's right.
We get that, you know, our God is real and he is certainly all powerful and absolutely loving. We absolutely trust him. He has substance.
Yeah.
His word and his promise are security. We can and do put our trust in him.
Yeah.
You know, basically, just go back to what I was just saying, you know, like, you have to trust him, you know, because that's the only thing that'll make you through life sometimes, a situation, certain situations. You feel like, you know, you're back in a corner and all the odds are against you. You have to trust the Father so, you know, he'll get you out of that.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
With all your heart. That means, you know,
when you're trusting in something with all your heart, that means it don't, it's, there's no space for nothing else. And I, you can't, it's only, it's either hot or cold. It's no lukewarm. You know what I'm saying? Like, either you trust me or you don't.
That's right.
No middle line. Ain't no thin line, you know. It's either this or that. Either heaven or hell.
That's right.
Those are the only two choices. And sometimes you have to pick a side.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
The word heart is the ruling center of the whole person. The heart was seen as the center of a person. Willing, mind, and feelings. Is those not meaning that physically life sustenance origin describes the flow of blood throughout the body. Within the Bible uses the term heart is used indicate that control center of life. So, you know, like a lot of people think like their mind is their first mind, you know what I'm saying? Like the thoughts that come out their mind is the first mind, but it really is your heart, you know, that's the key to heaven. It's how your heart is, you know. If your heart dictates your movement in your mind, and you know your mind controls your body. So you know your first mind is your heart. So if you got good intentions and you got a good heart on the outlook
that's
of life,
good.
You are always prepared.
Yep. Amen.
And you know, it's a lot of people that have heart problems. You know. With their life, you know, that's because God is getting them prepared for something.
Amen.
Maybe he's getting them prepared to fix somebody else's heart.
Amen. Jesus.
That brings us to the word all. An old cliche fits the verse all means all. And that's all means. The idea of trusting the Lord with all our heart adds some quantities, details to our faith.
Mm-hmm.
So basically meaning like if I trust God with all my heart, that means it ain't no room for nobody else. I'm putting my life in his hands, you know, and majority of the time I have to do that, you know. I'd have been through a lot of situations where I had to put my life in his hands where I couldn't even control it, and, you know, I couldn't even pray at the time, where my mom and my dad and my grandparents and my loved ones had to put all their trust into the Father to help me make it out, you know, when I couldn't do it, you know. So, you know, I appreciate that love from the Father. You know, I feel like I'm special. You know what I'm saying? Under the eyes of the Father, I'm special.
That's right. Amen.
Because a lot of people didn't make it through what I done made it through. So I put my energy, all my time, all my day, all my life into, you know, whatever the job is fit for me that he wants me to do.
That's right.
When someone uses the when someone uses the phrase with all your heart, it means there is no more room for anyone or anything else for years. Some Christ followers have encouraged others to be solid, sold out for Christ, which is understanding by the phrase was if someone was solid, sold out in their faith and Christ, there will be no more room to love or trust anyone or anything else. basically it just means giving your all to God. You know, everything that you feel that's right, everything that you feel that, you know, that is wrong, you know, you got to put it in God's hand. You got to trust him with it, you know, the good and the bad.
Mm-hmm.
Because all Christians know that, you know, when good stuff happens, that comes from the Lord, and it's for the better for man. And when bad stuff happens, that comes from the Lord, you know, and it's for the better of man. You know, he ain't going to put you through nothing that you can't survive off of, or, you know, you can't bear, you know. That's going
Man.
Back to trusting in the Lord, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You have to trust in him because you want to understand life itself, because there's a lot of trials and tribulations. Like, we was put here for, like, sinning, you know. And
right.
So that means, you know, us living on this earth is a punishment itself, you know, so.
Amen. Praise God.
The focus, that's the focus of the statement, trusting the Lord with all your heart. It means that we have put our faith and trusting alone in the Lord and serving Jesus Christ. We have given him his rightful claim to the throne of our life, and there is no room for anyone or anything else to have their place in our life.
All right. Amen.
Oh yeah, you know, I don't have no space, you know, to invite no other, you know, gods into my life. I don't have no space because it's only been one creator, one father, one God that's been looking out for me, you know. And, you know, I had the opportunity to talk straight to the Father, you know.
Yeah, come on,
and
man.
It came to me as a dream. I thought it was a dream, but it wasn't, you know. It was him talking to me, and it seemed to work, but it put me in a place where I was comfortable. And it came to me in a voice to where the voice was comfortable to me. It came to me as my dad, how he talked to me, you know. It came to me, little you, it's time for you to do this. And I thought my daddy was talking to me, and it was creative, you know. But
all
that's
right.
How, you know, how he comes to you, you know, to make you comfortable and make you accept, you know, reality, you know, mm-hmm. your job, what he wants you to do, you know. And I can't say I really do trust the Father. I trust the Lord, you know, because.
Yes, God.
Small obstacles, he moved, and the big obstacles, I don't even have to put forward a fight because he gonna fight for me.
Yeah.
I know, and I trust this, that he gonna fight for me. So when y'all get time, you know, whenever you go through something, just remember this, just holler out, you know, Lord, I trust you. Lord, I trust you. And watch
yes,
how you move
God.
Things
yes.
out your way. So you can go on with your day and your life.
Yes.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
So, yeah, I used to mom, man. I used to have this old song that fits right in with this, and it goes like this. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understandings, and all thy way acknowledge him, and he will make your path perfect. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding, and all thy way acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. Trust
right
in
now.
The Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understandings, and now thy way acknowledge him, and he will make your amen.
Amen, God.
God bless.
Amen.
God bless you.
God bless you.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Glory, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, we give you praise, God, on today. And we thank you, Lord. We just thank you right now, God. In the name of Jesus, we just opening up the doors of the church. And if anybody want to join that's not a part of this ministry, this is your finest hour, hallelujah. We just come right now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, of just opening the doors to you on today, God. In the name of Jesus,
yes,
your word has been preached, Lord, and we thank you, Lord, for every promise today, God. In the name of Jesus, we give you praise for the message and the messenger on today. In the name of Jesus, and Lord, touch their hearts on today. In the name of Jesus, touch their minds today. Touch their spirit, Lord. In the name of Jesus, because we know can't nobody come to the Father but by you. And we asking you today to do it to today, God. In the name of Jesus, we just appreciate you, Lord, for all the great things that you've done. Now I ask you to touch the man of God on today. Touch him from the top of his head, Lord, to the soles of his feet right now, God. I ask you right now to encamp your angels all around about him to protect him from all hurt, harm, or danger today, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, your man of God, the called of God, in the name of Jesus, do what he asked you to do, God. In the name of Jesus, you say, if your ways please God, you will make even your enemies be your footstool on today.
Yes,
I ask you today, God, to bless him right now, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. And we thank you for your word. We thank you for your mouthpiece on today. In the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, let that all that ran down Aaron's beard run down his beard on today. Anoint him right now, God, from the top of his head to the soles of his feet. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, I thank you right now. I stand on Mount Zion right now in the name of Jesus. Do it for him, Lord, in the name of Jesus. You already know what he's going through, God. Fix that. Fix it, Lord. Fix it, Lord. Fix it for him on today. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we be careful right now to give you all the praise, give you all the glory, and give you all the honor. In Jesus' name, God, we pray and ask it all, and we thank you for the man of God on today. In the name of Jesus, thank you, God. In the name of Jesus, I don't know if Prophetess Sala got the license or not, or what did you get a chance to do?
Yes, ma'am. They'll be in his hands today.
And we want to present you the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries, along with the Life Support Outreach Church and the Prayer Room Ministries. We want to present you with your preaching license on this day. March 21st, 2021. As of this day, you're called by God. You've been called by God, but you have officially preached your first sermon for many, 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 many more to come upon the official of Apostle Ed and Deborah Deans. God bless you, Minister Terrence Lamont Sallard. God bless you, and we love you. God bless you.
Thank you. I love you all, too. Thank you so much. Thank you for giving me this opportunity.
Amen. God bless you, son. And we're going to just get ready to close out. And we thank and praise God for this opportunity today. And I thank each one of you all for praying for me, for strength and for recovery, for restoration. And as God give me breath, I'm going to preach, praise him,
just whatever he called me to do, I'm going to do it. I ain't letting nothing stop me. I mean nothing stop me for doing what God called me to do. And that's what we all should say. But I just thank God for each one of the prayers that went up before me. On next Sunday, we'll have a prophetess minister, Lisa Harris from St. Louis, Missouri, going to be bringing the word of God for us on next Sunday morning by the grace of God at 1:30 p.m. afternoon, 1:30 p.m., and we want to just meet her here at this very same time. So God bless you all. I'm so proud of you today. I give God praise for you today. And we're going to get ready to close. Our Father, just cover them now. Cover all of us now in the blood of Jesus. And encamp your angels all around about us on today, God. Just work every situation. Work every circumstance, our God. We trust you. We trust you, Lord. We trust you, Father. And we just give you all the praise and the glory. We ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen. God bless you all, and we'll meet you right back here. Oh, we'll see you Tuesday, I'm sorry, for our Bible class. God bless you at 30 Central and 7:30 Eastern Time. God bless you all. I love you. Have a good day.
God bless you.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. Amen.
Yep.
Amen. God bless.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen.